Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21 today, verses 1 through 4. Proverbs 21, verses 1 through 4. It says, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin." Now, if we look at this passage here and these verses that we're looking at today for our challenge, and we try to line ourselves up with these truths, we must listen and yield. That's what this is all talking about, listening to God and yielding to God. You see, as you look at this passage in this section we're looking at today, it says the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord, and the Lord turns his heart wherever he will. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteous and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice, and haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. You see, God wants to steer us and guide us in our lives. He does this by working in our hearts. And the scripture actually teaches us that he uses suffering to show us what's really in our hearts and to also shape and to mold our hearts. You see, when things are at ease and things are comfortable, we think that everything's great. But actually, we're not improving when that happens. But God uses suffering to shape and to mold. And actually, when suffering comes, what's in our heart that doesn't belong is brought to the surface. When there's worry, when there's doubt, when there's fear, when there's anger, when all these things that show that we don't fully trust God, those times of suffering God uses to bring that out, and then he uses it to teach us how to trust him. Now, if we do what comes naturally, that's called pride, the Bible says, we'll live in the flesh and not by the Spirit. And so what I want to do is I want to take you to Galatians chapter 5 and read to you a semi-long section, not super long, verses 16 through 26. And I want you to listen to what Paul is saying here, God saying through Paul along this same line, how we need to learn to listen to the Spirit of God within us and allow him to shape and to mold us. It says, Paul says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit or the evidence of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit," which means if we're born again and saved and alive by the Spirit, "if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another." I don't know if anybody caught this, but in verse 16, Paul starts this section by saying, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you won't gratify the desires of the flesh." And he ends it in verse 25 by saying, "Let us also keep in step with the Spirit." In other words, folks, God is trying to teach you how to walk with him and to be led of the Spirit. And that what that means simply is that the Spirit of God who lives within you, Jesus himself, who indwells you because of your faith, because you're in him and he in you, he wants to be the Lord of your life. Not you trying to live a good life and trying to do what the Bible says in your own strength, but allowing the Spirit of God within you to control as you yield to him. You see, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it wherever he will. In the same way, God wants to turn you and shape you and mold you and steer you and guide you for his purposes. Will you let him? Will you learn daily to say no to your flesh and lay it on the altar? And then you'll know the will of God, as it says in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Will you learn to walk in the Spirit, not live for self and in pride, but to have God lead your heart? Hope this helps someone out there. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.